is the
committee chair.
You don't want me to.
Is Jessica coming?
No.
We just got to be lucky that Bert didn't put 3/4 of the stuff I said in the paper.
Well, when I do my articles or with Bert, I always tell him, this gets published, this does not get published. I'm very specific during the interview. Because
well,
sometimes
so
I have to...
He let you read that before he publishes it?
He normally lets me read everything before he publishes it, yeah. But if it's fact, how can I say don't publish it? Right?
100%.
I mean, he has his job to do as well.
100%.
You know, I just would rather not give him a new story to the public.
He was
call the next meeting, call the next Monday's board meeting to order. We're doing silent votes, everything. There's nothing verbal.
Facts are fine, opinions, but those are the ones.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I didn't give him no opinion. They were hard facts.
Yeah.
Hard ones.
Five 5:30, let's roll.
Let's roll.
All right.
Boy, I forgot Ben said he wasn't going to be here.
Yeah, Ben's not going to be here.
All right, we'll call this meeting to order and approve the agenda.
Well, the agenda is basically
review of the
current projects, yeah. Where are we at with current funds, and what are we going to do with the leftover funds?
Current projects, what you got, Steven?
So the bus garage is, we did receive the last payment from Bontrager. So that one actually was right on what they quoted us, which was the $96,000, whatever that was. Nothing more. They did replace some purlins, but they must not charge us for it. There's only a few.
Well, I think they had an estimate.
A few of them. So that's finished, the gravel's finished there, the lighting's finished, the beam will be removed hopefully soon, and that was $2,200 to do that, so we haven't received that bill yet. And then I called Shannon from Valentine to look at the plumbing, which is good. We're going to put a recirc pump on the hot water lines. That's going to be the cheapest route right now. And then he's going to redo the urinal there for us.
That makes sense.
So. Yeah, I told him, I said, I think we should put a recirc pump in trying to re-pipe all these lines. He's like, yeah, we'll try that first.
Instead of just running packs over the top or whatever.
Yeah.
Then end up doing something there, then that'll be in the way.
Right. So he never, he just stopped out, looked at it. He never gave me a price, but I assume somewhere probably around $2,500 probably to do that. So there's just a small couple things there that got to be tied up, but nothing major. The district garage... we have made two payments to them, so there's still going to be a third payment. That's why I was hoping Jessica was, because I have no
idea. I have the text from Jessica.
Okay, all right, so I don't know. There was a couple, one was because we had to remove a few more trees, and Josh, and we had to do a little more dirt work because we had to separate them. That was like $6,000 more than what we originally quoted us. And then also with us separating the two garages, Krieger's went up a little bit because they had to put a whole new other sub panel in there and trench from the one shed to the other. So that went up. I did high beam lights in the big bay instead of just regular lights. So I think that went up like $4,500 or whatever it is. The concrete in the front of those garages might be a little more than what they spec'd. And when I talked to Joseph from Bontrager, because we had this whole dilemma, it was quoted as one shed. And I said, so basically we can't. I said, we have to separate them. Is there going to be a big cost difference? Like, there shouldn't be a big cost difference on their end of things for, he's like, we're stealing the one side, obviously. I'm like, yeah, but you're not also running trusses all the way to the other building either, so putting a valley in there. So he never said anything about different prices on that, so I'm assuming we're all good there. There's probably a little more concrete in the apron than originally, because we quoted, it quotes like 5 feet by 80, and it's probably more like 9 by 80.
Do you know when those bills are coming?
We've paid two of those already, I believe. So there was a second So there's probably going to be one more final one when they finish up. So they still got to insulate the one garage. They got to come back, insulate, OSB that one. So that's why that one's still.
And I take it you went through all of them and made sure everything, what they've done thus far, is all kosher.
Yep.
I walked through them too.
Yep. Everything was how they spec'd it. So
the only thing I wish we would have done is I don't know how we would have done it, floor drains in the heated shed, but I don't know where they would have drained to, you know.
Yeah. You'd have to add not a grease trap, but a reservoir system.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, but we'll just have to deal with it, and people need to wipe their snow cars off before they go in.
I mean, like you said, we can put some rubber mats down on there and stuff.
Cow mats.
So everything, for the most part, is on track with all that. And like I said, I included 17,500 for a contingency on the bus garage and 28,500 for the, so I'm pretty sure between those two will be well within reach.
Maintenance garage, shed, what's the little shed called?
That's the football storage shed, equipment shed, yeah. And when I asked Joseph in that way, I was like, what's the cost of stealing this up for us? He's like,
yeah.
$9,000-ish. I'm like,
so
that's probably going to be added to the to that bill. But I had included that with Jessica after that. So
what was the contingencies?
Contingency for 17,500 for the bus and 28,500 for the district garage. And really the only thing left as far as something else would be, I got to bring Josh back in to do some final grading and gravel and stuff around the building.
Was that part of his original bid?
No, that was separate. So I put $3,000 for that.
Okay, so hold on. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Well, yeah. Let's go.
Yep.
I get what you're saying. We're going to have to come back to that.
Yep.
So 10, 13, 22-ish probably. Ballpark 20, we'll call it 25 over the estimates, but still within our budget of what we set for the project as a whole.
This is what Jessica says. We have 25,000 left in construction, okay? 46,000 in contingency, okay? So for sure we have 25,000. Okay, we have 25,000 left and 46,000 in contingency.
What do you mean 25,000? Is that like money left of referendum?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
The text is much longer than what I'm saying right now. Okay. So you feel we've used how much out of contingency?
Well, I feel like we didn't use anything out of the bus garage. I mean, that was 17,500. The only thing that was a little bit more was when Josh did the gravel, he quoted 12,000, but Jim wanted some gravel work done by one of the driveways, so it was like an extra 1,500 bucks there. So
let's just say 1,500 for extra gravel.
Yep.
You said how much for extra trees?
No, that was for the bus garage.
And
we paid that already. Yep.
Oh, so that's already paid.
Yeah. Everything is paid up on the bus garage.
So what specifically in contingency at the sheds? You said extra lighting. You said $6,000 for tree removal.
Yep.
Okay. So now we're down to $40,000.
Well, we already paid that bill.
Oh,
so the $31,500, we already received that bill and should.
But what I'm saying is that what 6,000 was above the original estimate.
Correct.
So I should take it out of contingency.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
In my financial brain, that's how it's working.
Yep. Okay. I see your thought. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So we're 6,000. So we're down to 40.
And then 4,500-ish for electrical for Krieger.
Okay. So we're at 35.
Yep.
And we have
yet to know what the final billing is for the buildings.
Unknown for extra concrete.
If there's going to be, there might not.
Possibility.
Etc. Okay, so
We're looking at probably, for sure, probably 30. We could go 25 to be safe.
If there's 9, we steal the little shed and it's 9.
No, that's already out of there.
Oh, it is?
According to Jessica's text, that's already out.
Okay. Yeah, I did talk to her. It'd be about 9-ish in there. So.
The 25,000 is including the 10,000 out for the shed.
Okay.
So if you go 25,000, 25K plus, let's just say if you want to be safe with 25K, we have about 50,000 left.
I don't know what the final is.
They might do the yardage for the concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah. At $185.
Yes.
Yeah, I specifically asked Joseph, I said, splitting these sheds going to be a big difference in price? He's like, it shouldn't be. He's like, we're just splitting them. So.
Okay. All right. Projects. Budget blinds. Let's just rattle stuff off. What was on our wish list that you and I created. So budget blinds for CMS is going to be right around $13,000 if we choose to do those. So when we designed the middle school, we knew the southwest facing windows may be an issue. Mm-hmm. We put blinds in right away in the two big science rooms. But we made all the other teachers tough it out to see if they really, really needed them. They need them. So the weird rule with blinds that I did not know this because with school and all that, they need to be fastened on the top and the bottoms. You've got to do like these special things.
Yeah.
So that's why it's $13,000. And we're talking about $500 a window. Solar roller shades is what they're called. They're the same things that are in the rec center, the same things
like
that are...
Something like this?
Yeah, but they're black. Yeah, they're of much higher quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we get the school discount from budget blinds as well. So the 20-some thousand dollars with all of our discounts turns into 13. They give us 40, like... 40% off, something like that, 30% off. Okay. I'm adding this one just because I spent the last 2 hours looking for a speaker. Portable speaker. Sound system. I'm just going to put $1,000 because I know I can get it for less than that. But put it this way, if this doesn't pay for it, I'm buying it anyways because I'm going to take out the technology budget and buy it.
I'll tell you guys honest truth, if we plan on using the stuff around the pool and with the moisture in there, you have to remember that's hard on that stuff.
Yeah, that's why it has to be portable. You got to wheel it in and wheel it out.
Right, but you also should get a good quality one.
Yeah, yep.
Otherwise, especially an amp and moisture.
So we currently have a powered speaker, and then we have a wireless aux input. And then the wireless thing. So it's pretty easy to set up and take down, but we only have one for the school district and we're running it from place to place to place. We need two.
Maybe you guys should donate this whole system to the school.
That would be nice, yeah. Your old Sherwin Vegas?
Oh no.
I'm just kidding.
That stuff is blowing away.
All right, Steven, I know that I gave you a list.
So we did talk about in our walk about insulating and OSB, and we'd only go 8 feet up on the wall in that unheated shed. So we got a quote from Torbergs for just the insulation and the plywood would be $3,155, and then my staff would install it. So if we want. For sure it's going to be, somewhere it's going to be plywood, because I don't need someone.
I'll tell you what I found out, though, is that it's probably cheaper to have Torbergs insulator people come and do it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I just had them do some of my stuff. Well, not this ink first time, I've had them do a couple.
Really, just the walls?
The walls and the ceiling, they'll do whatever you want.
Oh.
But
do they blow it, or do they roll in it? Or is it like
they
the
roll both.
This was just quotes for the base padding.
But then they put the vapor barrier on there and the whole line too.
Yeah. I personally, I think for right now, we just do craft face on the walls and throw OSB, because you don't know if you're putting stuff in the rafters or not yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the ceiling anything.
Yeah, this is just more to, you're going to want to hang stuff on the walls.
Yeah,
and
I
want to
protect
stuff.
The steel so someone, because someone's going to let something fall and it's going to hit the steel
yeah.
and punch
yeah.
it. So.
Yeah, but. I agree. All right, what else you got?
You asked me to look, I do believe I put a couple, few thousand dollars in my budget for these, but a few portable bleachers. They're in some pretty rough shape. The district owns four four-seater portable bleacher systems and four three-seater portable bleacher systems. So we own like about eight. I called Team Sports out of Marshfield. He gave me a quote for a four-roll 15-foot-long aluminum rolling bleacher system would be $3,195.
Can you say that again? Estimate is
$3,195.
For how much?
For a four-roll 15-foot-long system. They seat about 40 people.
Yep.
And then a three-roll 15-foot-long one would be $2,295. And that does not include shipping, because he's like, that would all have to be calculated depending on how many you order.
$295
for a three-roll one.
Now, when you say shipping, does that mean shipping to their company, or does that mean we just go grab the trailer like we've done in the past and go get them?
It probably means shipping to us. I don't think they have them in stock at their. They get them from a distributor, so they would
be drop shipped.
Drop shipped, yeah.
Okay. So the reason why I wanted Stephen to do that is just, you're outside. Those baseball bleachers that we have, those old wooden ones, they can't even move them anymore with the tractor. They fall apart.
Well, does our insurance company even?
They need to disappear.
Right.
And then, like, when we have track meets and shot put and discus that, there is no place for anybody to sit.
We brought lawn chairs.
Yes. And so it would be nice if we could move them around. And being portable, do we put anything up anymore? We don't have JV soccer games while varsity's going on anymore, right? In the event we would.
Not really, but, I mean, if we... We haven't. I mean, for JV, it was on the reception. They just brought a lawn chair if they could watch it. I mean, we have some benches out for the players, but it wasn't.
Okay.
There's a couple different options we could do with this, too. There's two four-seaters in the pool right now. There's good different options. I mean, you could pull it out of Fundati if you want to replace the ones in the pool, because they really just stay in the pool area. And then there's two three-seater sections in the rec center gym. And then the rest of them are outside. The other four bleacher systems are outside. So
I would say the ones inside, I don't think I'd haul them outside.
No, I would just pretend.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying we need to replace all these. I mean, you just get like two four-seater, two three-seaters, replace the. But like I said, it's mostly inside.
My question is, why are we replacing? Why are we not just adding to? The only ones that I would actually replace. Just as my opinion, is the ones by the baseball field. Them need to disappear for liability reasons. Get them out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brain tells me, why wouldn't we buy this, just say, four rows or four three rows, so we can scatter them around when we need, and you just go grab them with the forklift on the tractor and move them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my brain's going. Leave the ones in the rec center there, leave the one there, and we need extras.
That makes more sense to me, too.
Yeah.
Well, they're all the same age. I mean, they're all fairly beat up, so I mean, it's not...
Yeah. But they're working.
The question is, are they safe?
Yes. So, when we did a bleacher, we had Jim Boys come to a bleacher inspection. He did say the end caps, where your seats are on the very end, there's supposed to be a cap. Well, most of those caps are gone or missing. And he said, typically you're supposed to have those covered. So
you can cover caps.
You can. You can purchase them if you can find the right size. size, if they're still made that size, but yeah, I kind of looked into it a little bit, but other than that, they're, I mean, they're still, yeah, no one's going to sit down and fall off. I mean, yeah, they're still that sound, but.
And at four seats, we don't need any railing systems on the side, I would assume.
No.
No. I would assume if you get higher than that, then you have to do the railing. Probably.
I would assume, because then you're starting to look over, you know, 6 feet or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else is on your list?
Insulation.
So can I say this while you're looking? I think this OSB stuff, we just added to that. And
the contingency?
Mm-hmm.
No,
Because it fits within that budget.
Yeah.
Sure. Don't that make more sense?
It does, yeah. I
do you want the finish the gravel and everything then also around?
I would say.
And how much is that?
I just threw it out. It's probably, I would say somewhere around $3,000. I mean, if that. I mean, most of the gravel's there, it's just mostly going to be him regrading it and a little black dirt and some added gravel.
So I'm going to put the approximate sign in front of that.
Yeah.
In case somebody wants to critique me on my notes. Okay.
So we talked about that, we talked about the bleachers, we talked about the plumbing work at the garage, the beam removal. It was, I had added, we had bought 3 cafeteria tables for the elementary school. That came to roughly $8,800 for 3 cafeteria tables for the elementary school.
So that's either in your, they're already bought, so it's either going to be your budget or...
Yeah,
month.
I didn't. Yeah, it's.
How much is it? 8,000.
800, roughly.
Okay. So you get what that means. They're bought already, so it's either coming out of the budget or.
Yeah, okay. I didn't really specifically
earmark them for
budget
this.
Budget pull them out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just gonna throw things out that I came with my list. I'm just things that came to my mind. You had talked about more. We don't need anything like that. But the one thing that we will eventually have to replace shortly here is the utility golf cart. That was out there. I was looking. Those are roughly around $11,000 or something. But that was one thing. We talked about Turfco infield groomer. The one that we currently have, the engine blew up, actually blew a hole right through the block. It's down at Olin right now. Talked to Adam about possibly putting a new engine in it. It is from the late 80s, middle 80s. He figured somewhere around $3,000 to replace the engine, or we look at buying a old new system. And Reinders Horse quoted me one at $25,000 for that. So, yeah. It's like, well, for as little as we use
it. Is that shared between us, the A's, and the city?
Typically, Turner asks, when baseball season's in session, I just, because we're not using it, and high school plays down there, so we just basically park it down there, and they use it once or twice a week to drag the field down there. So, because the city takes theirs up to Buchholz to drag for our high school games.
So I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those agreements, I guess.
Okay. So if that groomer is not replaced, what is the option?
Hand drag
with a
for real
four wheeler.
Most of the time they're hand dragging for all the youth leagues and stuff.
It does come in super handy with the shot put pits and the long jump pits for like raking those up and working those up. That's
this groomer thing.
Yeah, the groomer. Yeah, that's what we use. Working those up usually. If not, it'd probably be a little more hand work for sure. I mean, because we use it so little that I'm like, I'd rather just spend the money try to put a new engine in it and keep limping it through. So.
Well, is the machine itself sound?
Yeah, I mean, the hydraulic system's on it and everything is, the drive system has never given us issues. It's always been the engine, so.
$25,000 and much we use it.
Yeah,
I would say stick to 3.
Yeah. You know.
Agreed.
The Delwood landscape, that one is still hanging out there.
That's Fund 80.
I got some mentions for that.
Yeah, I for sure we're going to re-landscape the stone, but beyond that, I don't know what we're going to do yet. Because I already signed that contract, it's $9,000.
With the plants and the, yes. He had everything in there.
Yeah, plants. So that's already signed.
Okay.
Done.
So is that accounted for, though, out of the, well, that was Fund 80.
Fund 80. That's right. Not us. Yep. Not
so
construction.
If we did a little parking lot there.
I looked at it. I don't know if you can.
I was okay with Patty.
Or you think you can get in and out of that one thing?
Well, the one on the south side there, you'd have to make that in. The in.
Yeah.
And the wider one, the out.
I talked to McCulley today. He doesn't know what we can and can't do based on that sidewalk.
And Daryl was talking to him.
Yeah.
And he blamed it all on you.
It's fine. It's always my fault. I'm fine with that.
Because you denied $9,000 to the city.
I did.
The road.
I did.
Letter.
I did.
I'm like, when the hell?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not lying.
Really?
That's Patty. Yep. Daryl put it on speakerphone when he was talking to
Justin. Really?
He's like, well, actually, I'm asking you these questions because Jason Moore said in here.
So there's $9,000 out there that I said that we shouldn't do?
It wasn't used. The school denied the city the $9,000 to keep it a 44-foot road instead of a 34-foot road. I looked at him. I looked at Daryl. I'm like, I call BS on that.
Interesting.
There's
such a thing.
I said they changed that to that width road because that's no longer a school, so it wasn't required to be that.
I remember that part of the conversation.
Well, who's to say that it's not a school next year?
I know.
Whatever. So then they're going to redo it?
No.
I'm being serious.
Yeah. All right, so that what else you got on your list?
Oh, it was brought up. A couple people had mentioned that now that they saw most of the sheds were all matching, the one that's
not matching
to get that one re-sided and
the maintenance truck garage. What would that be roughly?
Well, if the little one was around 9,
that's probably gonna be 14.
Yeah,
I would have to call. If you wanted to pursue it, I'd have to ask. Also come on, give me a call.
I'm just gonna go 15 for now. Put the approximate sign in front.
You're talking about one that
the one right next to the
longer building.
The longer one, yeah. The one that's about 2.5 times bigger than the other one. So there's 3 garage doors on that, so there's probably a little more trim work, but we could, it's still working, but it would be eventually a thing we have to update. It would be a stand-on scrubber for downstairs here at the high school. The last one we purchased for the middle school was $15,000. That price has probably gone up because I know Belson told me that Tenet was raising their prices on some of their equipment. And then the other thing I was thinking about was those park benches that we have that the city donated to us that look like they're ready to fall apart on each other. Those, they're around the concession stand, and we got them out by the road here for the...
Are they wooden?
And then they're like a composite, but they're like sink like this, and then there's a metal frame to them.
Okay.
The city didn't want them anymore, and they basically gave them to us years ago, and they're pretty shoddy looking, but... So I was thinking a couple, maybe a few nice park benches.
And so it's like $1,000 a piece? Or
around more? 800, yeah.
Can we replace the composite wood on them?
Yeah, could, but the metal framing on them is rusted and it's all bent up because kids jump on them. And I mean, it was just,
I actually like that idea.
I mean, I'm not saying
they're
a combo, but maybe, they do get used a lot. But
yeah.
And then like some outside garbage cans. We could use a few more outside garbage cans for events. But that's a pretty major thing. So
the three, my brain is the 3 cafeteria tables stay in your budget. You already bought them. We already discussed it. right? That's where you currently took them out?
No, I didn't take them out of anything yet. Yeah. Like I said, they weren't earmarked in my budget for this year for cafeteria tables.
Okay. So, all right. So we have $50,000 minus the $3,500 in OSB right off the bat, correct? Minus $3,500. Or $46,500 left. I know what my next priority thing is. We did the other three garages. Why would we not side the last one?
I mean, it makes sense to me because it's going to make it last longer.
Yeah, and it's the siding is starting to show its age, and the roof was redone a long time ago. So
that the entrance thing there, Trey, that you were talking about. Where BS in there, where the lost and found is.
That's $2,000.
Is that something you want out of here?
I'll pull it out of technology. I don't know. I would say that's not highest on our list, right. But I'm just saying, okay, so 15,000. We're at 31,500. We actually have quite a bit left.
So repairs here. You got that?
Hold on. I don't have my mouse out. It's hard for me to cut and paste with my fingers. Yeah. All right. So we have insulation and shed. That would be $3,500 versus this $15,000. Maintenance truck garage, roughly $35,000. If we did the entryway, it'd be an 86-inch TV. With a protective screen, I figure we could do for right around $2,000.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
I really do.
I mean, I think it is too. I think it would really sharpen up our entryway.
Well, not even that. People can, I mean, you know, you have this thing playing and have a calendar for the month on there with all the stuff. Yeah.
The only other thing before we keep going, I'm not recommending this, but I think just for the sake of saying it, to replace all the banners on the light poles would be roughly $3,000. Okay, I did get that estimate. And the outdoor elementary outdoor classroom would be roughly $30,000. So
with concrete?
That's with concrete.
That's in addition to the 15?
No, that's just total. 30,000 total. So I think we just need to add that to our list.
That's the PTO one, or no?
So the PTO donated, what, 15,000?
I think that's what it was.
Or 10, 15?
Yeah.
But if they don't use that money for the outdoor classroom and we ixnay that idea, I think they're going to buy a digital sign for the elementary entrance instead. I think, I'm not sure. It's up to them, I guess. I mean, we would have 31,000, do we? I guess that's what we're talking.
But the problem, because the other side of this issue is we have to have that money spent before January 1st.
I know.
I don't know.
It's not going to get spent.
Yeah, it won't.
I'll tell you guys honest truth where my mind is, and seeing that where that street is, if we can do something there, that's a safety thing that we probably should do.
If we can.
If we can.
Where are you talking?
So
where Delwood.
Where the handicap parking is, essentially up to the gym.
At Delwood.
Yep.
And then the other driveway on the end, like where they deliver lunch and stuff.
Yep.
Okay. Between them two spots, blacktop that for like a, let's say, 5-6 car parking to drop off. Because there's, now that road's narrow, there's really not room to park, and it's going to be a no, according to what Justin said, that's going to be a no parking zone during business hours.
No parking, so okay. Drop off is parking.
tell you that. I'm not a man of the
world. Or, again, we can use Fund 80 for any of that stuff. Just remember, yeah, we can use Fund 80 that we re-blacktop. I think we would get an estimate on what it would cost to re-blacktop that current parking lot or do both. Closing our eyes and just shooting a dart at the dartboard or that one too. Because who knows what that's going to cost.
That's not cheap.
Yeah. I'm
excavating, that's
grinding it all off.
We have 28,500 left because I'd say we also have to approve the finish, the gravel, and the landscaping around those sheds. That's a no brainer. That's $3,000.
Ain't that going to come out of the
contingency? I'm doing the total.
Oh, okay.
So that means we have $28,500 left. I'm gonna fight for those middle school blinds. That would be $13,000 out of there. I don't know what you guys think about that.
I honestly think that's probably pretty up higher on the list.
Because right now they all just have their own drapes, and Steven's gonna get written up because they're not fireproof drapes. They're not this. They're not that. He's already rolling his eyes.
I mean, in my eyes, we can't be doing that.
No,
we gotta follow.
We have to make it look good and be.
Yeah, it's a new building for. You know.
So then, if you subtract $13,000 out of that, we're at $15,500. So this is what we temporarily approved at this point: finish the gravel and the landscaping around the sheds, insulate an OSB inside the maintenance shed, blinds for the middle school. Reside the maintenance and truck garage. So then what we have left on our list, the portable speaker, don't worry about that. Portable bleachers, the cafeteria tables, which I'm saying you should just take out your maintenance budget. The golf cart, 11. The engine for the infield groomer, that's 3.
I mean, that I would,
or take
that I would take out, because that's not going to be getting done until Friday.
The scrubber should probably be in your maintenance budget. The park benches, the banners, I really don't care about the banners. And then if we want to stick another $15,000 for that outdoor classroom. We have all $15,000 left over.
Can we go back down to the original size of that outdoor classroom?
I don't know that answer because I get what you're saying if we go back down to 24 by 24, but the other thing that my brain is telling me, you get, Steven's going to probably throw something at me right now, but you get maintenance, and let's just say me out there, that could throw this up in probably 2 days. We can't do the concrete, but everything else we can throw up in 2 days, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to put some 6x6s down, cut them, throw some 2x12 headers on there, some LVL headers, throw some trusses up, purlings, steel, done.
Yeah. I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Yeah. The concrete we can't do. The problem is, we wouldn't have that money spent by the first, regardless.
But you could buy the materials.
You could buy the materials. And put them under a tarp for the winter.
Are you saying you can't find somebody to do concrete?
I can find somebody to do concrete, but we didn't want to do the concrete while the kids are here. That's the issue. The kids are here now. Mm-hmm. The concrete was, we put a hold on that project, and the concrete didn't get done before September 1st. Because we really don't want to rope it off and put caution tape. And
there's no way it'll keep the kids out of that area for those guys to work.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, if we had somebody had a price it to us to do it over a weekend.
My brain tells me that's planned that for next summer if we're really going to want to do it.
Because
in the whole scheme of things,
on the fence again, weren't they a little bit with
well, them? in the whole scheme of things, $15,000 is minor. If we really want to do it, right? We can put that in his maintenance budget next year if we really want to. peanut gallery?
I do know that they're on about a 32 by 32 instead of the. This is massive.
Right.
I was like, how many kids are going to
have? Yeah, 24 by 24 is probably the size of this square. Yeah.
I personally think we need to fix that groomer. I mean, I think it's one of those things that. It's a project I think we can wait on, only because I'm not saying this, but I'm like, it's nice, but elementary school down Lock, I mean, they were there for 70 years without an outside classroom. I mean, it's not like it's a.
$12,500 left if we put a new engine on the groomer. I think we need to get rid of them bleachers too. If we get, let's just say even three row systems, you could get four of them possibly. Three row, that would be for an even number. Let's just say $5,000. That'd be $10,000 plus $2,500 shipping. Then our money would be gone. So we would not be putting money towards the cafeteria tables, the golf cart. The stand-on scrubber.
Yeah, those things
are
not.
The park benches,
yeah,
the banners, and the outdoor classroom.
Those things are capital equipment purchases.
Yeah.
Have we ever like talked to Joe or any of them down there to, you know, maybe get a used one? They may be looking for that selling or something like that.
A used one, what?
Golf cart.
Oh, yeah. We bought our last golf cart used off of Facebook Marketplace.
Which one?
One of the trainer ones?
The trainer ones, yeah.
No, I mean.
I'll see him Saturdays.
Yeah. I think we put it in our main discussion.
They rent all their cards. They rent them all.
They lease them, you mean?
Because I had asked the company in Dale if they would come out and service the one we had, and they're like, no, we'll have to bring it in.
There's a place on the way to Antigo, if you go the back way up through Flocks, he fixes and repairs them too.
He's got a bunch of them sitting outside.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't know if it's still like this, but I know some of the members there had their own carts.
I can go up to the Thirsty Whale just north of Gresham, and there's golf carts for sale.
So when I say golf cart, it's actually a carry-all.
It's more of a carry-all. It's
a
more of a utility.
So it's a
box.
It's a box or a bag.
Yeah.
It's not like a golf cart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We call it a golf cart.
I buy one of them little Mahindra trucks. Have you ever seen those things? No.
How much money did you say you got? Go buy a new Can-Am.
Yeah. $12,500. I say we do the bleachers. That's just my opinion.
I think that, I mean, when I look at it, that's a safety thing.
Mm-hmm. And we could either get three, four row, or four, three row.
Currently on the soccer field, the varsity soccer field are 2 4-seat systems.
Mm-hmm. Can the tractor easily handle that to move it, or do you?
Yeah, they pick them. It picks it up with the forks, and that's how we.
No problem.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you would put one by the shot put, one by the discus, where else would you need one? I'm just spitballing stuff right now. I don't know.
Well, there was two three-seater systems on the baseball field. Well, they just sat there and moved those around. But then there was 2 3-seat systems on the softball field as well. So when they had softball, baseball, those were being used for.
But those would all disappear is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, they can.
Well, the old iron with wooden bleachers on top, right?
Steel with aluminum tops.
They're steel with aluminum tops.
So the steel framing and then aluminum planks.
Yep. Why did I think they were wood? So are they that bad?
I would say there's a couple systems that the planking is coming off of the steel. So like when, because from transporting, we pick them up and over the, I mean, they're probably close to 25.
But the new ones are aluminum on aluminum,
right? Yeah, they're all aluminum. Yeah, they're all fully aluminum.
Maybe we just get two.
Do they make like, is there fork pockets on them? Or you're just picking
them up? No, you pick them between the seat sections and pick them up. Now these newer, I was looking at these newer four seat ones, they actually look more like they're fully, not fully enclosed, but like there's not much room to pick them up, but they're all aluminum, so they're not very heavy either. So it's like once we get them in place, it's not like you're moving them all over the place. But
the three rows don't have that though. I remember the three row, like two guys can pick up because they make them, the three rows where you can adapt them to flip them up.
Yeah,
on rollers.
They all flip up.
They do.
You, all the four seaters and the three seaters flip up, and then there's the wheels that attach to them and you push them in. The only times we really tracked them was if we moved them from the baseball field, like up to the softball field or the soccer field, you know, because we don't want to move them all that much because we don't want to damage them. So.
Right.
The park benches, I think we can make those in-house. The banners, we really don't need. $12,500 left.
I mean, I guess if we have a general idea, I mean, we probably know a lot more when we get that final billing from Bontrager, too.
Well, maybe we just sit at what it is, we do this, and we can still have another meeting. I mean, it's September.
Mm-hmm.
We can always order bleachers December
yeah.
20th if we have to.
I guess, yeah. And the thing is, I guess what I would say, too, is, you know, what is there anything we need to do for, like, with things that have went on in recent or whatever, just in a neighboring state, is there any safety things that any of that could do that we can put in place?
At this point, that would be Fun 10 oriented. I would say no. The biggest killer in the past was that elevator. Our elevators, the elevator at the elementary is good, right? Do we even hardly use it? I mean, that's working good. I'm just trying to think of some big ticket items for like preventative maintenance.
Oh.
Yeah,
there's nothing that we're going to do in a month or two. That,
yeah.
I mean, nothing that I can think
no.
of. Oh, man. What are you referring to more like metal detector things or
yeah. Could be a possibility. What just
you can buy
something like
we
that.
Could buy curtains for the elementary stage. No. I've been just saying that was on the list at one time. Do you know what some curtains are? Like $15,000.
I don't even want to know.
There was a quote when we had talked about that because I had the high school curtains tested.
What about that? What about re-spraying the high school curtains? How much does that cost?
He said that they're beyond spraying again.
Oh, yay.
So, but they're not the main ones. They're the back white ones that were
okay.
being replaced. And I think that was like $23,000. Yeah, that's just for the white ones.
Do you need them?
It was interesting how they do their flame testing. But yeah, they hold a match to it and they actually light it on fire. And depending if it travels in a certain long time. He's like, I can't make you replace them. He's like, there's nothing there. But he's like, I'm just saying that. He's like, you could, you know,
yeah.
a jurisdiction may can if they want to, but.
Why don't we just sit on it then for now? Get these final bills in.
I think that's smart.
And we have 5,000 plus another 12,500. We have roughly 17,000.
Because we're only spitballing at the shed. How much that would cost?
Yeah,
I mean to re-steel
yeah.
that one. I don't until I get a number.
Are you just gonna get the steel and do it, or have them?
No,
do it.
I would do. Yeah.
The way I really looked over the shed, the way they do their corner trim and all that stuff is slick.
Yeah.
It looks good.
They did a really good job. Like that shed out there looks brand
time.
I know.
Well, there was a crew, that little shed, there
yeah.
were about five guys working on that for 2 days.
Yeah.
And they were,
oh, really?
Yeah, it
yeah.
took them a while. There was a lot of trimming. They redid all the, you know, under the eaves part. And,
oh, soffit.
Tore all the garage door openings, like side soffit off.
So let's review so I can get to a volleyball game.
Budget blinds, $13,000. I'll sign that and get that over. Insulation and OSB maintenance shed, $3,500. That's Torberg's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finished gravel and landscaping, $3,000. That's Benke.
Mm-hmm.
86-inch TV, protective screen, Amazon. I can get that ordered. Infield groomer, engine, right around $3,000.
Honestly, I think you just pull that out.
You do?
Because Adam is not going to probably get to that till probably March.
Okay.
I talked to him a couple times, and he's...
How about this? You talk to him and bring it back to us.
Yes.
So then it would just be maintenance, garage, re-siding and roofing, $15,000. So if you pull that out, we should have roughly $20,000 left at the end of the day, if everything goes right.
The good thing to report is our projects there came in on the budget.
Yeah. And honestly, if you have $20,000, maybe we do replace that utility golf cart. I don't know. Not with a Can-Am Maverick X3 either.
I mean, you know, I would even be up for just replacing.
No.
I mean, maybe we get 2 4-seat bleacher sections. And
yeah.
We put those out on the football or the soccer field. Cause
we,
that's
can
where
order them, we can order them in December if we have to.
We replace those two out there.
I mean, I know this isn't, but what does youth football sit on? Do they just bring their own? What do they do? I'm just asking. Don't they have their little play football
games
and stuff down here?
They're on the baseball diamond, so, or on the outfield of the baseball diamond.
I don't know when I coached it, we played over here.
You played over there? Okay. Well, I'm just saying, if they're easy enough to use, it's boom, somebody go grab the tractor and move them quick, you know,
mm-hmm.
for courtesy.
And like I said, the ones that are in the...
Or even the day, you can move them to the practice field over here.
The set stuff on it.
And the ones that honestly sit in the rec center gym in the pool, I mean, that can all be a Fund 80 purchase. I mean, they sit there, so it's used in that area. But.
Okay. What do you want in your article? What do you need?
Honestly, I guess just one question. I know you guys kind of been talking about, you know, temporary list, you know, as of right now. Brad and I looked at that. I know there's a BOE meeting on Monday. Are you going to kind of bring any of this up to them, or is it going to be another construction committee meeting like 2 weeks down the road?
Normally, when it comes to the construction committee, the construction committee's decisions have been final.
Okay.
It's basically Jason would say to the board, hey, we have roughly $50,000 left, including the contingency. So we're telling Stephen to move ahead at purchasing the blinds for the middle school, the OSB for the maintenance shed, the gravel landscaping on the maintenance sheds, the entryway TV with protective screen, and finishing the projects of the siding and roofing on the current heated truck garage. If everything goes as planned, we should have around $20,000 left over. We have another meeting scheduled for sometime November, December. When we get the rest of these bills in, we know exactly how much we have left. That's literally probably what's going to be said.
Yeah.
Right?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm happy all the bus garage around, that one turned everything.
Yeah.
Because we split the sheds and all of a sudden it's like, we had utilities quote for doing the overhead to the power to the building. Well, now they're going to bury
it. I don't know how
so
crazy of a story you want to make out of this, but, like I told you before, we got lucky. We came in $3 million under budget.
Yeah.
You know, so we did the big projects, the parking lots, the roofs, and now we're kind of down to the penny pinching of what do we got to do to spend this money down.
Yeah.
Before January 1st.
Yeah. We can try to be sensible in what we're doing.
Yes.
I like how Jason's focusing on like the safety type things.
Yeah. I think that's big. Especially, me being a lifelong sports fan, I think those bleachers are, I personally haven't seen them, but the way you guys kind of described them, just kind of, I guess, crossed my mind. But
Well, the thing is, our neighbors down there, they was a big to-dos with their bleachers because they didn't pass inspections and weren't safe. So, you know, where we play baseball.
Well, I know the hockey team that Charlotte played on had issues with their bleachers, too. So.
Yeah.
Really?
The whole football stadium did that. They had to tear them out and bring in, like, portables or something. That's why they were fixing all of it.
And the thing is, somebody could really get hurt.
And it's going to cost you a lot more than a new set of bleachers.
100%.
Yeah, definitely more than $3,000 a bleacher.
Yeah. And honestly, I figured it would be more than that, to be honest.
No, they make them so...
I would say this, I mean, I was looking at some magazines. This is through an actual money. When you go through someone like this, you can get parts and they stand behind their product, right?
Yeah.
If you order something off the internet, important. You can get them cheaper. But
that's like when we ordered.
That's what you get.
When we ordered our, since you mentioned that, when we ordered our new lunch tables, we ordered the, it's what do you want to call it, the one finger lunch tables, but they have this hydraulic ram in it and it's patented.
It helps.
It not only helps, it's, it prevents injuries, 100%. And it doesn't allow your fingers to get pinched. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm spending an extra, what was it, $1,500 a table or something like that?
But it's the same thing when you made the decision to coat the rec center.
Oh, that's beautiful. Have you been in there?
Well,
but
the thing is, that's a pretty cut and dry thing.
Yeah.
I mean, people have slipped in there.
Yeah.
And things like that.
And there are so many people that thought we actually retiled the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, like, no, it was literally, I don't even know what you'd call it. It wasn't sandblasted, but it was like acid etched. I don't even know what it was and redone.
But I mean, things like that, to me, when it comes to those safety things that could cost you tenfold down the road, it's kind of a no-brainer.
I didn't even notice. Is this like the old Casio watch? Or
Dave Page.
I had one of the back in the day. Remember when